So when I was a senior at Klein High School, I'm almost embarrassed to say that I had a ridiculously easy schedule my senior year. I look in here and see some of the things that you seniors are taking now, and I'm almost embarrassed about what I took. I'm very impressed with your ambition, but my schedule just simply wasn't like that. In fact, my favorite class my senior year was my cooking class. I took a cooking class in high school. Not much of it stuck, but I have some great memories from my time in that class. Our first assignment in that class was to make a quiche. Now, I didn't know what a quiche was until I was in that class and I was told that I was going to make a quiche. And if you're still wondering, it's like a pie, but breakfast time. That's sort of what I have decided a quiche is. But we had to make it, and so we get all the ingredients together, we get the list, we have our little ovens, and our teacher expects us to walk through this and do it the way she's told us. And so we do. And I make my quiche, and I put it in, and I bake it, and I get it out, and I set it on the little countertop there. And then the teacher was going to walk around and take the first bite out of everyone's quiche. And she did. And she walked around the room and she would take a bite and then she would give some instruction back to the student. She would say, "You left it in too long," or "You didn't bake it long enough," or "Add more of this," or "Take some of that out." And so she went through this different stuff until she got to mine. She did something a little bit different with my quiche. She took a bite of my quiche, and I promise you, I've never seen food come out of someone's mouth faster than it came out of her mouth straight into the trash can. And I was deeply offended and a little bit embarrassed in front of my classmates, and I was like, "What is going on?" And she looked at me in dead serious and said, "Steven, that is disgusting." And I was like, "It can't be that bad." And I took a bite and followed her example, right, straight into the trash can because it was disgusting. Right, and I learned a couple of lessons that day. All right, the first lesson is that I can't cook. That holds true. You can ask Chelsea; it just doesn't work out. Right, but the second lesson that I learned was this: if you don't have the right ingredients in the right places, things just don't work out the way that they should. Right, if the right things aren't put together with the right purpose, the right order in the right spot, things will never be as good as they should be. And as we look this morning, we're going to see that quiche isn't the only thing that needs the right ingredients in the right places, guys. It's the same with the church. If you'd open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 12, we're going to see the church. And we see the church in Romans 12, but as we see the church all throughout the New Testament, we see something that's incredible, something that's beautiful, something that's miraculous. We don't see a big group of people dependent on one or two. What we see is this massive group of people, followers of Christ, dependent on one another, using their gifts to come together to make one body that brings glory and honor to Jesus Christ. What we see in Scripture is that it takes every single one of us. And as you're turning, remember that Romans was written to a group of believers. It's written to the church, so it should connect very well with us and in our context right here. Now, hopefully you've got your Bibles open. I need you to do one more thing for me. I need you to open your worship folder and just humor me with this. Help me out and pull out this card that says, "It's your serve." I'm telling you now, I'm giving away the end of the message. This is the application of our time together this morning. I want you to get it out, stick it in your Bible right there by Romans 12. Put it somewhere where you can see it, use it. If this is your first day, you too. If you've been here for a long time, you too. If you're already serving somewhere, you too. All of us, if we could have that right there in our Bibles by Romans 12, we're going to work through that together at the end of our time this morning. Would you pray with me as we go to God's Word? Heavenly Father, we love you. We trust you. We thank you for your Word, Father God. And I pray that as we read together this morning, that you would open our hearts, open our minds, God. Allow us to be obedient to you, to follow what you have called us to do, Lord. God, I pray that you would speak loud and clear. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 4, God's Word says this: "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given us." I love this phrase. "Let us use them. If it's prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness." Listen, we see a lot of things in this passage, but the first thing that I want to pull out that we can write down, that we can hang our hat on, that we need to know is, guys, that the church needs you. The church needs me. The church needs every single one of us to plug in and serve. And I want to make this personal. So look at the person next to you and just tell them, call them by name and say, Brooke, the church needs you to serve. Right? Everybody, turn to the person next to you and say, the church needs you to serve. We've got to plug in here. Right? And now let's think about it. Let's make it a little more personal. Right? Who's the church? We are. Thank you. We're the church, right? Every single one of us make up the church. So when you say the church needs you to serve, you're saying, I need you to serve. You're saying my kid needs you to serve. You're seeing the new family that comes in this morning needs you to serve. We need one another to serve. And the question is, why? Well, it's to be faithful to what God's called us to make disciples, to equip people, to launch them out into ministry, to bring glory to God, to take care of one another, to reach out to our community. When we serve, we make an impact right here, but we make a great impact in our community as well. It's what we're called to do. Right? Look back in your Bible, those first couple of words of verse 4. We see that together we make up one. Right? Many parts coming together, not to make many, many different bodies, not to make many different groups, many different sections, but to make one body of Christ. And that's a great picture or illustration that Scripture uses to help us understand how we all fit together and how we're all supposed to be working together. And the body used in Romans 12 isn't the only place that it's used. We see it throughout the New Testament several times talking about the body coming together. And we'll look at those in a minute, but I want us to think about it first. And the best way for me to do that, I'm sort of visual, is to bring a helper in. You guys know who this is. Who is this? It's Mr. Potato Head. Not quite. Not yet. Right now, it's just a lump, right? This is just a lump here, right? Right now, all the parts are spread out. They're not connected. They're not together. Mr. Potato Head, he can't walk right now. He can't talk right now. He can't hold anything right now. He doesn't have his cool hair on his head right now. He doesn't have the parts together. Listen, the parts of the body have got to come together in the right place in order for the body to function the way that God has designed it to function. Everything's got to be plugged in. Everything's got a place. Everything fits. It's the way that God designed us. Every single part is completely necessary to plug in here. I've got to find the right parts to make sure they go in the right place, right? If they put them in the wrong spot, right? Something's done right here, right? It just doesn't work. We've got to make sure that we're plugged in to the place that God's gifted us, to the place where God's given us passion, a heart, and a desire to do what he's called us to do. And as the body comes together, it's this beautiful picture working together, right, all for the glory of God, right, being positioned and put in a place to do exactly what God's called us to do. And every single part is completely necessary. Nobody gets to sit it out. Nobody gets to say, not me. Nobody gets to say, not now. I hope you stand up, Potato. There you go. Right? Everybody has to plug in order for the body to function as it should. Listen, we see a similar thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. God's word says this, for the body doesn't consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say to the hand, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, that doesn't make it any less a part of the body. Listen, guys, the foot can't say, because I'm not a hand, I'm out of here. Right? If he does, what happens to Potato Head? He falls. He can't walk. Listen, he needs the foot plugged in. And by the way, the foot needs the body. What good is it over here? It's sitting. It's not helping anybody walk. It's not helping anybody move. It's not moving us to the next thing that God has for us. Every single part of the body is so important. We can't remove ourselves from the body of Christ. We see it again in 1 Corinthians 12, 21. The eye can't say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor the head to the feet, I have no need of you. So not only can we not remove ourselves from the body, we can't tell other people that you don't belong, that you don't fit in here. Every single one of us is critical for the body to be able to do what it's supposed to do. That's all of us. And I want us to own that, every single one of us. It doesn't matter if we're older, retired. It doesn't matter if we still got kids in the house, if we're younger, if we're married, if we're single. It doesn't matter if we're a student, a sixth grader, a 12th grader, anywhere in between. We can plug in with the gifts God's given us as a part of the body. It doesn't matter if we're new to the church, if we've been here for a long time. Every part of the body is valuable. Every part of the body makes an impact somewhere that God's placed us. Listen, I've had the privilege to be a part of this body for a really long time, and I've interacted with a lot of people as the part of this body, and two people that plugged in and did what God called them to do, we'll call them an ear, right? Two people that plugged in and did what God called them to do are probably, I can't see up there, sitting in the balcony today, Gail and Andy Brown. Right, and they served in our kids' ministry when I was a kid in elementary school. And they used the gifts that God gave them, their knowledge of God's word. They used their ability to teach. They used their love for kids. And they used their patience to deal with me and my friends, right? On a weekly basis, laying a foundation in our lives for the knowledge of God's word. Listen, we need Gail and Andy Brown and so many like them plugged in and teaching our kids, teaching our young people. I got a text from Stephanie Chase just before I came up here this morning. She started the day needing 152 people plugged in to preschool and children's ministry. 22 people so far have stopped by her booth this morning, eaten a cookie, and signed up to serve next year in our kids' ministry. But listen, we need people plugged in, serving, using their gifts as a part of the body, investing in that next generation as they go. Listen, it takes every single one of us working together to do what God's called us to do. Or if we look around at our body in here this morning, when we gather together to worship, when we gather together to celebrate, to fellowship, to open up God's word together, it takes every single one of us to make it happen. And so many eternity-changing things happen every Sunday morning right here at Champion Forest. In our preschool and kids ministry, a foundation for a life built on the gospel is laid every single week in our student ministry. And our students are equipped, disciple trained, and you just heard this morning from Brooke, sent out to change the world. Our adult life groups gather together every week, and they love on one another. They open God's word together. They support, they care for one another. Our first impression team welcomes new people in and helps them connect to the life of the body. Our media team makes sure that we can see, hear, know, and understand when we're here and throughout the week with all the different work that they do behind the scenes. Our choir sets the pace for us and leads us in worship every single Sunday morning. Our prayer team connects, leads people to Christ in our prayer room on Sundays, prays over all the prayer requests of our body on a routine and regular basis so we can make sure that people are lifted up and so much more. But here's the point. It takes the entire body coming together to make it a reality. When we're all plugged in to the right place, using the gifts that God's given us, God is glorified, and people's lives are changed forever, and we see our community come to Christ. Listen, we need one another. Every single one of us makes up the body of Christ. Not our body, we make up the body of Christ. In fact, as we continue to look in here, we'll see that that's what we were saved to do. If you look at verse 5, we see we're one body what? We're one body in Christ. Look at that in verse 5. We're one body in Christ. We need to be clear this morning that not everyone is a part of the body of Christ. Those of us who are in Christ, right, who by grace through faith have placed our faith and trust in Him as our Lord and Savior, make up the body. So if you've ever thought, I don't have a purpose here, if you've ever thought that, man, I'd really love to be a part of something that's bigger than me, that goes beyond me, that God's word says that that's what we're saved to do, to be a part of. God has a plan, and you and me, thankfully, get to be a part of it. We see it in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 as well. God's word says this, for we are His, that's God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Listen to this, we're created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should, what? We should walk in them, that we should do them. Listen, these good works, they're already lined out. We don't have to create anything out of thin air. We don't have to go find something. God has lined out things for us to do. We've just got to be obedient to walk in them. Some of them are in here. You've read through this already. There's certain things that the body has needs for that they're lined out. We've got to be obedient and faithful to step in and walk in them. And as we do, God's going to get glory. Listen, as long as we're on earth, you know this. I hope we know this, that as long as we're here, God has a plan and God has a purpose for our lives. We need to remember there is incredible value and there are eternal implications with how you and I choose to invest our lives, with the way that we spend our time and the way that we spend our gifts. And I'm so thankful, so thankful that so many people that are a part of our body get that, and they plug in and they use those gifts to serve. And a great example of that jumped to my mind this week as I was praying and preparing for our time together this morning, a great example is a man named Jimmy LeBeau. And if you never had the privilege or the honor to meet Jimmy LeBeau, I think the best way to sum him up and his involvement at Champion Force is that he is a student ministry legend, right? He did so much in the student ministry at our church. I'm pretty sure from before the time that I was born. Is that right, Nancy? Before I was born, he was serving and leading right here in the student ministry. And he did so much. He invested his life into other people, using his gifts to glorify God by serving the body of Christ, teaching students, planning mission trips, doing construction stuff. I'm pretty sure that he was the leader of the pastor search committee that brought Pastor David to Champion Forest as well. He used his gifts so well to serve the body of Christ. And just about 10 years ago, he got to meet Jesus face to face. And the day that he went home to be with the Lord, several of us gathered at their house with Miss Nancy, and we talked and we prayed and we looked through stuff. And I'll never forget this. I opened up his Bible. And I'm going through his Bible, and I'm just reading his notes, and I see, obviously, the life of this man that has spent a considerable amount of time in God's Word, led by God's Word. And inside the front cover at the very top, he had something written down. It always stuck with me. He wrote down, God's given me a to-do list, and I haven't finished it yet. He knew that as long as he was here, that God had a purpose and a plan. He knew that he had gifts, passions, talents, and abilities, and he was going to use them as best as he could to be obedient, to bring glory and honor to the Lord. And his wife, Nancy, continues that legacy. Listen, you saw Brooke and those students up here this morning. Nancy got back last night, too, with 111 of our high school students from New York City for a mission trip that she didn't just go on, that she planned, right alongside Alec and our student team. She planned a lot of this trip using her gifts to honor the Lord. After the service today, she's going to go down to the lodge, our student building, and she's going to gather up her seniors in high school, and she's going to open up God's Word, and she's going to teach. She's going to do what God's called her to do. And as we get closer into the fall, Nancy is going to spend a lot of time in the rooms back behind me and up there on the second floor over there, because she puts together and sews almost every costume that you see on stage is a part of the Christmas spectacular, right? Here's Nancy LeBeau. We need her to be a part of the body here. We can't do what God's called us to do the way that God's called us to do it without her plugging in her gifts, her talents, her abilities, everything that God's given her. We need her here at Champion Forest. And just like we need Nancy, listen, just like we need Nancy, we need you. Right? We need every single one of us willing to do what God's called us to do. We can't look and say, listen, we've got people like Jimmy and Nancy and so many more. They're going to cover it for me. I can just sort of sit back and hang out. Listen, we can't be all that God's called us to be without the entire body working together. Listen, the body needs each and every one of us. When we're in Christ, we're a part of his body with a purpose and a plan to live out. And here's the incredible thing. Each and every one of us are gifted and unique and creative ways to make it happen. Look back in your Bible, Romans 12, look at verse 6. Says this, having gifts. We've got gifts that differ according to the grace that's given us. And I love this next line. Let us use them, right? Let us use the gifts that God's given us as a part of the body to build up others, to serve the kingdom, and ultimately to bring glory and honor to Christ. Listen, we have gifts, and we're expected to use them. You might think you don't. You might think, I don't know what my gift is. How do I find that? Listen, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, God's word says, as each has received a gift, again, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's grace. We've got to make sure that we're good stewards of those gifts, because when we do, we see later in that passage, when we use those gifts, that ultimately God, not us, not our church, God gets the glory, and we should be all about that. Listen, a gift that's left unopened really doesn't do any good for anybody. Right, at Christmas time, my kids are super excited to open up gifts. And if I'm being honest, I'm always excited to open up gifts on Christmas morning as well. It's just a fun, exciting time. I'm civil when I open my gifts and I sort of sit still and do it. My kids are just wild when they're finally turned loose to open the gifts. You see that? Your own kids, right, on Christmas morning. Maybe you on Christmas morning. When my kids go after it, there's bows flying everywhere. There's wrapping paper flying everywhere. When they're turned loose on a gift, they are turned loose on a gift. They're throwing scissors and knives back across the room to help each other out. Get things open. It gets a little dangerous and crazy on Christmas morning because they're excited to get to the gift. And when they open the gift, you know what they do? They rip it out of the package and they begin to play with it. They use it. A couple years ago, they got a trampoline. That was fun to put together and fun to wrap, by the way, right? So they got this trampoline, right? And they mess with it and it goes out into the backyard. And what'd they do? They jumped on it. For hours, for days, they're still jumping on it. And when they do, they're smiling and they're excited and they're passionate about it. Listen, as a body of Christ, that's how we should feel when it comes to using our gifts. We should be excited to use our gifts. We should be passionate to put our gifts to good use, all for the glory of God. It should be an exciting thing. And listen, as we do it with that sense of excitement, as we do it out of a sense of obedience and faithfulness to God and to His Word, listen, it's not just a blessing for other people, it's a big deal for ourselves. The spiritual growth that happens in us when we're doing what God's called us to do is absolutely incredible. If you're wondering what your gift is, maybe you're thinking you don't have one, it might be on the screen behind me. You can just go to championforce.org/spiritual gift. championforce.org/spiritual gifts. And I want to make sure that you find out what it is, because as I read this text, I see that me and that you, that we're expected to use the gifts that God's given us. Don't, if you're not sure what it is, don't use that as an excuse not to plug in. Instead, I want you to use that website as a resource to ensure that you do plug in to the body where God's gifted you so that we can bring glory and honor to Him. Again, because as I read this, I don't see any leeway in the text for someone to say, not me. I don't see any leeway for a part of the body of Christ to say, not now. I don't see any leeway for someone to say, it's not my time, I've done it, it's somebody else's time to step up. It takes every single one of us as a part of the body of Christ. Listen, one body, many members. And if there's one member that's not plugged in, if there's one part that's not connected the way it was designed to be connected, we can't function the way that God's designed us to function. It takes every single one of us. And when we do, right, when we get to step in and see God glorified and honored in that way, I'm telling you this, that we are blessed. Right, we are blessed when we serve and plug in. I mean, think about what it is we get to be a part of when we serve. We get to be a part of seeing people move from death to life. We get to be a part of seeing people discipled and equipped. We get to be a part of seeing people grow in their knowledge of God's Word. We get to be a part of seeing God glorified. And that's an incredible blessing for me, and I know for each and every one of us as we serve. But don't just take it from me, right? I want you to listen from someone that has said yes, from someone that's using their gifts, their passion, their talents to serve and bring glory and honor to the Lord. So would y'all do me a favor? Would y'all welcome Andra Barrett up here with me this morning? Andra's incredible. Her family is awesome. They have served in the student ministry for a long time. We love them. They do a fantastic job. And I just asked her to come up this morning and to share a little bit about her experience serving with our students here at CFPC.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
I have to admit, I have a confession.
Okay. I'm a little nervous, but okay. This wasn't part of it.
You convicted me. You said we need to be obedient to serve.
Right.
I was almost disobedient. Last year, summer, Beach Camp 2018, I felt the Lord pulling me to come and to serve at Beach Camp. And I had this war in my head over why I shouldn't, why I couldn't, what I had to do, what would be left undone. I'm a doer. And so this war in my head, actually Satan giving me all the lies, and I almost listened to him. And so a week before Beach Camp, I called and Brooke said, "Yes, you're going." And so I said, okay, I'll go.
Good job, Brooke.
Yes, thank you, Brooke. And I almost missed a blessing. I almost missed my Beach Camp girls. I had 8 of them, 7 cheerleaders from Klein Collins, energy, loud, boisterous, hard to control, and full of love. And I was tired.
You mean they didn't go to sleep early every night?
No.
Okay.
3 o'clock.
Okay.
You know. And so I had to make sure they stayed in. I just had to make sure.
Thank you.
So anyway, they were wonderful. And at the end of Beach Camp, we're riding on the bus, and Steven's in front of us in the truck. Off and away we go. And the girls are texting me the whole time. Can we have Bible study during the summer? Do you tell them no? No, you don't. So you say yes. We'll have Bible study during the summer. And then it continued all the way through this past school year. And now they're texting me, why don't we have a Bible study this summer? And so I would have missed out on love from them, joy from serving them, and peace of knowing I was doing what the Lord called me to do. So you convicted me. I almost was disobedient. So the point is, thank you for pushing me, Brooke and Stephen, to do and be obedient and to serve where God called me to serve, because I would have missed out on 8 excited girls.
Absolutely. Well, we're thankful for you. Love you. Incredible job. Give it up for her. Listen, you know, Andrew says that she's blessed. I know that she is, and she gets a lot of joy and love from those girls. But listen, those 7 girls and their families, I mean, their lives are changed forever too, having an interaction like that with Andrea and with Andrea's family. Listen, there's just this unbelievable blessing and sense of love, joy, and peace that comes when we do what God's called us to do. So the question for us is what do we do, right? What does that look like for us? You might be sitting there thinking, man, I'm an ear, I'm an arm, I'm the glasses, I'm the feet. You might be thinking, okay, I've got these gifts, I've got these talents, I know that God's positioned me, and I haven't plugged in yet to a place of service. How can I make sure that I plug in the way that God's wired me and designed me to plug in? Listen, one thing that I know is this. When we open up God's word together, right there, we always respond to it. Right, when we encounter God's word, there's always a response. And I've been praying this week, and several others have been praying this week, that our response this morning would not be to close our Bibles and to walk away forgetting what God's word says. Right, but instead, I've been praying that we would respond to one of the 3 following ways to God's word this morning. And the first is this. For some of us this morning, we need to realize that it's time for us to play our part. We need to realize that it's time for us to plug into the body, to use our gifts, our talents, our abilities to serve God, to bring Him glory right here at Champion Force. For some of us, we're sitting here thinking, you know what? I've been here for a while. I'm a part of the body. I'm connected, but I'm not serving. I'm not using those gifts anywhere. For some of us, that's our response this morning, to step up and say, okay, I'm in. Okay, I'm going to do what God's called me to do, and I'm going to find that place of service at Champion Force. Can everybody get this back out for me again? Whether you're already serving or haven't served, first day, I just wanted to talk about this for just a second. Because for some of us, our response today is going to be to write our names on here and to find a place where we can plug in to serve right here as a part of the local body, like Andrew has, like so many others do each and every week, to build up the body, to encourage one another, and ultimately to bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. If that's you, or you think that might be you, do me a favor, and as I continue to talk up here, heading towards the end of the service, I just want you to write your name on there, and begin to write your contact information on there. Do it legibly, do it better than I would, I'm not that good with the pen, but write it on there, and then begin praying. Don't check anything right now. Begin praying about where it is God would have you serve. If you've got that uneasy kind of feeling right now, if you're thinking that you're being pushed, prodded, like Andrew said she was, when it came to her opportunity to step up and serve, just fill out the top and begin praying about where God would have you step up in a place of service. And now I know that the second response is this. There's a lot of you, probably over 1,000 of you that are sitting here, and the whole time you've been thinking, Stephen, I'm already plugged in. I'm already serving. What's going on here? What do you need me to do? How do I respond to this text about being the body and using my gifts if I'm already doing it? Well, maybe you don't need to play your part. Maybe you're in a position where you need to help someone else play their part. If you're already serving and plugged in, don't fill this out. We don't need you to fill it out. We're thankful that you're serving and plugged in. What we need you to do is write down somebody else's name and then lean over and set it in their lap and say, I'm signing you up, right? Get in. It's time for you to use your gifts as a part of the body of Christ. No, but seriously, don't turn it in with somebody else's name until you've talked with them, right? But maybe you're sitting by somebody. You can lean over and say, hey, you know what? Come join me. That's the model we see in Scripture, 2 Timothy 2:2, right? We're supposed to pass it on and equip other people to do what we're doing so that they can do it somewhere else or so that they can do it when we're gone. That's the biblical model that we've got. Maybe if you're already plugged in, your next step, your response to God's word this morning is to help somebody else use their gifts, their talents, their abilities to plug in as well. If the person that God's bringing to your mind, I'm confident right now that God's bringing to the mind of many of you people that you know could serve alongside you, that you know could use their gifts to meet a need here in the body. If they're not here, if they're not sitting by you, it's okay to do this right now. Take a picture of this and text it to them and say, hey, you want me to fill this out for you? Or hey, let's talk about this after church, because the body needs every single one of us to do what God's called us to do. We hope you were encouraged and challenged by what you heard today. If you'd like more information about Champion Force Baptist Church, our service times, or how you can get connected, visit us at championforest.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and God bless.